Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Audio courtesy of Guards TV. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. You had an interesting experience reading social media from one Andrew Zellman here. You want to share that with everybody to start things off?
Yeah, he was talking yesterday. These tweets pop up on my feed from time to time.
Are they still the publishers of Scene?
Used to be.
Okay.
Former.
Okay.
Did get sold.
That didn't sound nice. I like Andrew Zellman. Sorry, go right on ahead. Well, that sounded mean-spirited.
Maybe they sold it for a lot of money.
We'll see here. The way that sounded.
The comings and goings of publishers here in town.
I'm not frustrated with him. I'm frustrated with myself because there's no way I can talk about them and justify this series. I can't even justify it. There's no way I can do this without making a big excuse. And it falls back into the conversation that you and I hate. It just turns out, this is the problem with baseball, 216. And you and I are bored by that conversation. We have been bored for several years.
We try not to.
To the point where we go out of our way to try to not to have that conversation. And then stop the conversation once it starts into that.
Yeah, well, he wrote...
Because it's a downer. It's
he depressing. Wrote yesterday, Guardians play decent against AL Central teams. And you think they have a chance, but when they play the Dodgers, Padres, or Yankees, you realize how far away they actually are. I just feel like basically every team in the bigs, you could tweet that about, right? I mean, just in terms of talent, personnel, you look pound for pound. I mean, mention in the open, Max Muncy used to be really good, didn't he? And Matt Underwood's like, man, he's even getting involved. Like, yeah, they have a lot of guys. They have a ton of guys that are very, very good or who have been good at one stage of their career. They have an insane payroll.
Yeah, and save for their third baseman, we would take anybody on the
track,
right?
For sure.
Bring
for
them
sure.
In.
So at no point am I watching the Dodgers games and Max Muncy, two-time All-Star, two-time world champion. And he's their bad player. He's one of their bad ones.
Like, that's...
And we would throw a parade in the street.
And so you sit there and, like, if he says, like, this shows you how far away the Guardians are... Like, I'm sorry, like, I'm like, what are we far away from? Affording a player like Mookie Betts? Affording a player like Shohei Ohtani? Like, we'll never do that. Like, I got frustrated on the way home last night, and I'm listening to Jake after the game, and they're saying in the updates, I think, oh, gosh, the new kid, what's his last name? His first name's Michael. He's from another state.
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle
Michael. Motorcycle Jaromir Jagr. Rest in peace, Mike Lang. I'm listening to it. It's like Jose Ramirez, he's got a 20-game hit streak. And I go, boy, we are really, you know what, in a way, the guardian of our generation who will never. And I'm telling you right now, you know what this starts with? This is why I know I got friends over there that work there, and it would not be fun, but this is why, for the good of the game, there needs to be a work stoppage. There needs to be a work stoppage. Because you can't do this. Because I'm telling you right now, Jose Ramirez will turn into a cautionary tale. He probably already is to some of these agents. He will turn into a cautionary tale for the rest of the league. Player of the generation. He is our Hall of Famer. He will go into the Hall of Fame. I believe Jose Ramirez is a Hall of Famer, and he will go in as a Guardian because they still do that in the Baseball Hall of Fame, in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame, right? Right. National Baseball Hall of Fame. Beg your pardon. He'll go in as a Guardian, and we'll always love him because he took this huge discount that what do they do with all the rest of the money? What do they do with it? See, we're doing the same thing we always do. It's the same conversation all over again. And so his career ends, and we're all like, eh, you know, he's not having the same type of season he's had. Like, I heard Nick yesterday, Jose's kind of having a mid-season. Still has a 20-game hitting streak. 20 games is nothing to fart at. 20 games in professional baseball is still a big deal to me. And I know that he goes up there, no offense to Nick, I know that he's pressing a little bit because some of the other ones, he still has a 20-game hit streak. So if Jose has a 20-game hit streak, I'm just sitting there going, he's 31 now is how old Jose is? So now we're going to you-know-what away what we have with the player of our generation. I'm glad he likes being here. I'm glad he likes it here, and we'll always give him the utmost respect as fans, as media, and because he deserves all of it. He's a good guy off the field. He's obviously a leader. He's obviously the great player that we have. I think that he is one of the most recognizable in this city, responsible, respected, all the words that you can say. And it just feels like, okay, great. And we're going to put Jose Ramirez up there, and we're going to put Nolan Jones in the two hole every now and then. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for staying. Thanks for taking this massive discount. Here's your Nolan Jones that Jonathan makes an argument about exit velo. That's where we're at. So that's in the grand scheme of things. I know I'm just vetting, but this is part of the problem of what you have because I can't even look at the Dodgers and go, oh, you know, we're so far away. This isn't like the NFL where you go, hey, you know, we got some good young players here in whatever city we're at, but you saw when you played Kansas City, you saw when you played Philadelphia, you know, just how many drafts you are away. Just how far you are away. It isn't like college football. Hey, we just started a program. We got a couple of good young players here, but we're still a little bit of ways as we're seeing. This is the litmus test of where we want to be if we're able to do. I will never. Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Teoscar Hernandez, Max Muncy. Who do I afford? Who does my team get?
That's what I'm saying. You bring up the Jose Ramirez part of this and whether or not he'd be upset, or certainly his agent would probably be because he wasn't happy. He took that kind of home team discount to begin with.
Yeah.
And you talk about what they haven't put around him. But even if
they
increased their payroll, doubled their payroll, they'd still be 150 south of the Dodgers, 150 million.
And I'll say this.
I don't think it would matter is what I'm saying.
For the Dodgers, like Freddie Freeman has been worth the, because you can do, like the Yankees have made good investments in the past. They've made terrible investments in the past. They've been able to buy their way out of it. The Mets have made horrific investments in the past. Hey, I'll give the Dodgers credit. Shohei Ohtani, worth every penny. Freddie Freeman, absolutely worth every penny for that baseball team. I mean, they're worth it. And they've shown they won the World Series last year, and they look to be a favorite to win the World Series this year as long as everybody stays healthy. And, you know, you can afford one guy, and you can afford about one and a half of what you would get. And even the one guy has to take a big shave. And what I hate about it, it just turns into the same sad-ass conversation all the time. It's always that thing. When you play a team like the Dodgers, it just turns into the haves and the have-nots. So here we are. So that sucks. That's the terrible part of this. And when I look at the season, I said this to you guys yesterday, it's not about where we stack up. It really isn't. I can maybe make the argument about the division. But when it comes to the rest of the league, it's not where we stack up against the Dodgers. It's not where we stack up against the Mets or the Yankees or anything. It's not that. It's where we stack up against ourselves, keeping our heads above water. If these guys can develop, if the starting pitching can show anything other than Jekyll and Hyde throughout the entire season. Like that's the fight. The fight is against our own future and whether or not it's bright or dimming as the games go on. That's what the...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Argument is It is not against these other teams. It is not against the Philadelphia Phillies. It's not against them, man. It's a little bit, I don't want to compare it to the White Sox because that's an insult to professional baseball and it's an insult to the Guardians. I would compare them to the Tigers and Twins and Royals.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
comparison.
So I want to know, anybody that was there last night, they feel like they at least got their money's worth? Or the game before? They at least feel like they got their money's worth based on the conversation we had yesterday?
And again, replay. It's Groundhog Day. Just replay the tape from yesterday. I said, they put on a good show. You got to see a good show. People booing. But other than that, you got to see a good show.
So what, they were booing what this time? Because I know there were debates about the people that were cheering the game before.
Well, Bobby got touched up again.
The best player in Major League Baseball.
But does that not start a conversation with everybody? You got to see Max Muncy hit a home run. You brought him up. He's a world champion two times over, right? Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani, the star of this generation, I would say, the biggest international star that Major League Baseball has. In both here and there. I mean, he's one of the most recognizable players in professional sports.
He hit another home run today. He might go down in history as the best baseball player in the history of the sport,
Hit a home run. He's hit a home run over the last two games. If you went to both games, which I actually know somebody who has, they're a Dodgers fan, oddly enough, but they went to these first two games of this series, and they've seen Shohei Ohtani hit home runs in both games of the series. You tell me that's not worth money? That's your money's worth right there. So they did exactly what I said yesterday. They put on a good show. If you are expecting victory, they usually win more than they lose, so that's good. They are good at fan interaction during the game. They're good at fan experience during the game. I think they do, when they have to let people down, when it comes to weather and things like that, they make up for it. They really do their damnedest to make up for it with the fan experience and with fan engagement, all the other stuff that we say. And they put on a good show.
So what was going on yesterday? They were beefing in the stands?
So someone called Jake. I got to listen to a lot of Jake Volnick last night because, ladies and gentlemen, I have entered Owen's world. As Owen and I have watched you, and we're all in different stages of our lives, and Owen is like the first one in it, and then Owen's like, okay, here comes Ken, and then I'm eventually going to go, here comes Lima. So last night, I'm in Menor. I didn't leave Menor till I got out of the drive-thru at about 9:17, 9:18, somewhere in there.
On a school night,
yeah.
Long time in a drive-thru.
A long time in a drive-thru. Well, you know, we got held back. Don't want to say what it is. You know, sponsors.
Text me, I'll tell you.
It was not the fine people at Mr. Hero. That was prop service, and you can eat free Mr. Hero today, coming up at 7:45 during 2 Second Trivia. It was not the fine people at Mr. Hero there. Would have stopped there. I'm on my way home, listened to a lot of Jake, and we had a caller. The one caller called in, and Axe was like, what's he saying? I don't know, buddy. This is a quintessential night call. I like this call. And he was talking about how people were cheering the Dodgers, then booing what was going on. Then there was another caller who said that I guess there were some ruffians in the stands who were wearing Dodgers stuff trying to start something over there in this game. Here is this the call? This is the call last night on Jake Volnick's show.
Carter's in Cleveland. What's going on, Carter?
Just got out of the game, driving home now. All I got to say is, man, there are an insane amount of Dodgers fans. Like, I don't know where these guys are coming from. Like, they just appear, and they're kind of unbearable to be around. Like, everyone's trying to fight. It's just the vibes are kind of off.
Physically fight? Like, are there word brawling?
Yes. I'm walking out of the stadium, and there's, like, at least four groups of people trying to fight over a pretty large loss. Like, I don't know where these guys are coming from. They just appear.
Lima said it. This is the time right now over the last weekend where we are trying to talk ourselves into it being warmer than what it is because there was some sun. It is still far too cold to be out there fighting. And you are a National League team, by the way. Let's not act like this is like a heated, like I can understand, I don't condone fighting, but I can understand some pushing and shoving in game five of the ALCS. I told you guys about that, where I basically almost walked into about four different fights after game five.
With the Yankees last year.
And that's the Yankees. And that's for big stakes. And people are upset because they're wheeling out that great big stage. Oh, it was just a horror show. This is the Dodgers. Who's shoving?
On a Tuesday night.
Now, I got to admit, if I'm a Guardians fan, and I hear Dodgers fans puffing their chest, I'm probably going to think, I mean, Los Angeles is a far away away. I'm probably going to think that some of these people are front runners. And then there is a have and have not type of thing. It becomes very Patrick Swayze and the Outsiders very quickly. Because we can't afford those players.
Well, our whole life, at least my whole life, it was the order of operations when it came to hating other teams because of their national fan base. It was always Yankees, Cowboys. I imagine, it seemed like every time the Lakers came here, the Kobe Bryant love was all over the place. Now, I liked Kobe, so I didn't necessarily hate them as much as maybe most Clevelanders. But the Dodgers didn't really... I don't remember the Dodgers...
Well, they didn't come here then.
Yeah.
No, I never had a thing against the Dodgers.
But I didn't even hear Owen, like, fans say... Like they did, I have my National League team, the Cubs.
Well, yeah.
It was never the Dodgers. I don't remember the Dodgers. So
I don't personally know a ton of, I'm a Dodgers fan that lives in the local area.
Where did these Dodgers fans come from? Is it right? Like
I know Ken, one Dodger fan.
Well, what Ken is alluding to, did they come out of the woodwork? Did they jump on a bandwagon because they have this insane payroll?
I think some of it might be front runners. Some of it might be people who maybe jumped off our bandwagon because it's like, well, I'm just going to support a team that can win. Like, I brought this up to you. Like, if you're a Guardians fan, do you have, like, a top four team and two markets team? Like, you can't say you're a Yankee fan if you're a Guardians fan. We've done that to death. But can you go, hey, you know what? I like the Mets because they spend a lot of money and they actually have a look at it. I like the Dodgers because they spend a lot of money and they have a look at it.
Here's what I don't understand about that.
Can you say that?
We've won more games than just about anybody in the American League over the past decade.
Correct.
So the playoffs are like 4 weeks long. So you have a lot of good, feel-good vibes throughout every regular season for the Guardians. And that is interminable. It's so long.
Yes, that's true.
That I don't understand why you would drop the Guardians. Like, yeah, in the playoffs, they haven't won the World Series. Okay, but the baseball playoffs are so quick that I think you have enough joy over the course of 5 months that you don't need to give up your fandom of the Guardians just
because they don't
win the World Series.
But there are plenty of people who might. But so you don't even find it understandable. They're like, because people like, oh, I like the Guardians, but I also have a National League team. People like to say we used to do back in the day.
No, that's fine. I don't remember that ever being the Dodgers in this area.
No.
Well, and it wouldn't be the let's show up as Dodgers fans if the Guardians are your team and then you also like.
But man, I remember I told you guys, man. Well, and again, Ohtani has a major league fan base. I mean, I think there were plenty of people who were Angels fans, quote unquote. Yeah. Like, I think he has a following quite like Odell had when he was here, like the Shador fans.
I think Mookie has that too. I think people that were Boston fans probably.
That's a great point.
Like the Dodgers because Mookie's there.
I bet that's a hell of a point right there. Yeah. So I think you're dealing with a little bit of that. Dan Wetzel going to join us at 8 o'clock. We got major changes of brewing in college football. I think that Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, is saying what Tony Petitti is thinking. He's just the one who's willing to say it out loud. That coming up at 8 o'clock.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.